Chapter 1, Persuasion Essentials and Mindset. This first chapter is probably the most important part you have to learn in order to become a master persuasion wizard. So just take it easy, listen to this a few times if you must, and let's get the ball rolling. Before persuasion, ask yourself what people may think about you. This is important because you should be perceived positively before you can persuade effectively. You must know the person's present status or condition, point A. Then know his desired state, point B. Persuade the person by teaching him how to get from point A to point B. Determine if the person you're persuading is in a good mood or not. He will be more responsive to your request if he's in a good frame of mind. Then know as much information as you can about him. Know his personality, qualities, interests, strengths, and weaknesses, values, and beliefs. That way, you'll be able to customize your persuasion plans and efforts to fit his world. You have to enter the inner world of the persuadee. Know how he thinks, feels, acts, his wishes, hopes, fantasies, or fears. Ask, what would I feel? What would I do? What would I think if I were him? Know exactly the results you want to create. When you know exactly what you want to do or happen, everything around you conspires to bring you to the path that you desire to accomplish. Never assume nor disrespect. To think others have the same likes, attitudes, or behavior as we do may not be correct. Everyone is unique, so you cannot say that because you like something, others will like it too. Everyone is extraordinary, so we have to respect each other's uniqueness. Each person has his own beliefs. You must never disrespect or disagree with another person's beliefs, even if it is contradictory to your own. You must model his belief as much as possible. When you don't oppose his beliefs, opinions, or values, he tends to feel comfortable with you and trust you. You must let him know that you value his words and respect what he has to say. If you simply cannot agree with his beliefs, just keep your opinions to yourself. Opposing his views will not result any good. You may also say that if you're in his position, you would feel the same way he does. For example, if you hold a position in the government and another person believes that all politicians are corrupt or dishonest, you may say something like, "Seems like you've had an unfortunate experience. Can you tell me more?" Your attention, please. To persuade, you must get people's attention. However, too many things are often craving for our attention. Because of this, we've developed a sort of filter to shield out those we've deemed not important. The question is, how do we get past this human filter in order for our message to be heard and for others to pay attention to us? People pay attention only to those messages they like to hear. So give it to them. Step into their shoes. Adjust your message to be in line with what they like to hear and tell them. They also need to be motivated in order to give attention to you. If they are not motivated, their attention span is short. Also, if their present state is not conducive, for example, if they're depressed or lonely, they are less likely to listen to you. So they have to be in the right mood when you impart your message. And of course, people are more likely to listen to you and remember what you have to say if they trust, respect, or like you. Emotions play a big part. If you make people feel good in any way, they will tend to listen and remember you. Interest plays a big part. If people are not interested, your message will pass through their filters no matter how hard you try to impress your message in their minds. Do you notice how you can learn something so much faster because you are passionate about the subject, but cannot get anything in your mind if you hate the topic? Well, here are some fantastic tips to grab and maintain their attention. Number one, create a controversial or eye-opening statement that will literally stop whatever their mind is consumed with at the moment. Number two, ask an engaging question. Don't ask something answerable by yes or no. Ask a question that will stop their train of thought, a question that will distract them from what they're thinking presently and allow them to focus on the question. Examples: if you could go to any place on earth, where is your ideal vacation spot? Here's another. Can you remember the time when you felt so proud of your accomplishment? These questions allow them to escape their present state of thought and picture instances in their mind. Number three, arouse their curiosity. Master persuaders successfully entice people to come running to them because they have aroused the curiosity of these people. Once aroused, people will have a dying itch to satisfy it. Examples of curiosity-arousing statements. To someone who's struggling financially, these words would strike a chord. Research has found that the richest people on Earth all know the same secrets that the rest of the world never knew. I finally discovered what they are. And to a basketball player, this would be very interesting. I've read a book on how to increase your vertical jump by at least 5 inches. I'm sure the target people you're persuading will never stop until they know what you know. Persuasion challenges. Keep in mind that not all people can be persuaded. If that person has any restriction, you may never be able to persuade him, and that would be a waste of your valuable time. Remember that the aim of persuading others is to achieve a win-win situation. Always propose something that will be beneficial to both of you. For example, your prospect is a financial genius, and he never intends to incur any interest expense. He always pays his credit card on time. Now, it would be fruitless if you talked for minutes to convince him to join your credit card balance transfer program. How about if a man whose religion prohibits him to eat pork? No matter how delectable or appetizing your dish is, if it contains pork, he will never eat it, no matter what you do. In every persuasion attempt, remember that the person you're persuading must not have any restrictions, or else you'll just be wasting both your prospect's time and yours. You might also be perceived as disrespectful. Remember also that he must be in a proper state of mind and emotion when you're persuading him, or your persuasion efforts will fall on deaf ears. Some people spend so much time worrying about anything that they have no control of. They worry about their health, what will happen with their job. They worry about almost anything negative that could happen in the future. Remind them, stop worrying about such things that are beyond their control, since they can't do anything about it anyway, and focus on the things that they do have control of. Believability. To persuade, you must be believable. People go through a two-step belief process. First, they measure the believability of a person. And then, second, they gauge the believability of the message of that person. Establish trust so people are more likely to believe you. And then say words that are honest and consistent with your actions and body language so your future messages are more credible. Make sure that your voice volume, pitch, and tone, as well as your gestures, are appropriate for the current situation. Just imagine the insult you're purporting if you're attending a funeral and you suddenly laugh. Be aware of your words and movements, always. Be yourself. Don't be someone you're not. If you're in love with a girl, for example, but you have qualities not compatible with her, and you fake your behavior or wing things just to impress her, sooner or later, you will be found out. So don't claim to be someone you're not. Never lie. One lie, just one lie you said, will make people doubt whether all the past things you said are true. That will ruin their trust in you, and they might never believe you again. Whenever you say something from then on, they will scrutinize first and ask themselves, can that be true? And when you're persuading people, you cannot possibly allow them to have any doubts in their mind. Know your purpose. You can achieve your persuasion objective if you have big enough whys. Know why you want the other person to agree with you. Why do you want to be a master persuasion wizard? List down 7 reasons why you want to have the powerful skill of a master persuader. Just write them all down in no particular order. Then rank them in importance, with 1 being the most important and 7 the least important. Write down your top 3 reasons in a small index so you can carry it with you wherever you go. This index card will motivate you to exert your full effort in becoming a master persuader. Developing the persuasion mindset. In becoming a persuasion expert, you must stimulate your mind to create an extremely positive mindset and image. You must believe beyond any shadow of a doubt that your persuasion efforts will succeed, that you are capable of successfully persuading your target person. Your thoughts must be so focused on your objective. You must constantly think of the positive outcome of the persuasion scenario and enjoy that experience beforehand. You must actually feel what you would be feeling upon effectively persuading him. In all cases, your intention must always be focused towards achieving a win-win outcome. You have to believe that you really are a master persuader, no matter how weak or ineffective you may think you currently are. You can be as successful and as powerful as you want to be, as long as you have the proper mindset and behavior. If you're selling something, you must believe in your product and be proud to offer it to others. If you're not self-assured in the ability of your product to satisfy or fulfill your customers' needs, it would be very difficult to persuade them of your proposal. You would also suffer from internal conflict because your words or actions are inconsistent with your inner belief. Use the power of your mind to persuade. The mind is an infinite wonder. It has a fantastic ability to transmute our desires into their physical counterparts. You can do anything that your mind can conceive as long as you have the belief and willpower to back it up. There have been many cases where the outcome of the situation is a result of people's beliefs and mindset. Take the case of cancer patients who were given placebo pills. These were just plain pills having no healing capabilities. So how did they get well? The power came from their thoughts. They were told that these pills contained the highest amounts of cancer-fighting ingredients, which can effectively cure them in a matter of days. See how powerful your mind is? They believed that their health would be restored. They registered in their minds that these pills would cure them of their illness. In the process, the belief embedded within their subconscious became a reality. Have you heard the news about the person who froze to death inside a refrigerator car? He believed there was no escape and that he was going to freeze to death. He indeed froze to death, even though the refrigerator was not even turned on. So how can you use your mind to achieve your dreams? One of the most effective ways is to use the as-if principle. Act as if you are the person you want to be. Act as if you are already in possession of whatever you long to have. Act as if you are the master persuasion wizard you are soon to become after listening to this. Think, act, and feel like a true master persuader. Be obsessed with your goal. It's not enough that you think and feel like the kind of person you want to become, but you have to actually act. Do what needs to be done. You might get so lost in your fantasy dream world that you've forgotten to take some action. Let your visions encourage and motivate you to actualize your purpose, and that is to become a master persuasion wizard. The problem with the people of the modern world is that they are too preoccupied with worries, anxieties, and negative emotions. As a result, they're adversely affecting their state of health and well-being. White lies have become prevalent nowadays in order to ease their burdens or to persuade others to do things that they thought were unattainable. Once there was a weightlifter who couldn't lift weights in excess of 300 pounds. So his coach devised a clever idea and told him that the barbell he had to carry weighed only 300 pounds. With all his might, the weightlifter managed to lift it above his head. After he put it down, the coach told him that he had just lifted 350 pounds of weight. It's all in the mind. As Henry Ford once said, think you can, think you can't. Either way, you'll be right. If you think you're poor, then you are poor, unless you properly condition your thoughts to the positive mindset. Now, I know it's hard to think rich if your environment is not conducive to such a way of thinking. Use your imagination then. Visualize your house to be a mansion, your old car to be a limousine. Well, you get the picture. There's absolutely no limit with what the mind can achieve. But you have to combine belief, willpower, and action with positive thinking in order to achieve your intended goal. You see, the mind is a powerhouse. So what you have to do is mentally focus on your persuasion approach, developing unstoppable confidence. If you don't have any confidence, you won't be able to persuade. To boost it, ask yourself, what compliment did I receive from people before that made me more confident? Seek within yourself your strong qualities and develop them. What good things do people say about you? Model someone who has successfully persuaded you in the past and model or even improve on their strategy. Go down to memory lane and remember the times you have successfully persuaded, convinced, influenced, or motivated someone. Here are some things to consider. Number one, what did you do to convince your crush to be your girlfriend? Number two, what did you do to persuade your boss to agree to your request? Number three, what did you do to motivate someone to perform better? Number four, how did you negotiate with your parents to get a larger allowance? You may not be aware of it, but there are countless numbers of times that you have successfully persuaded people. You may just not be aware of it. Write down those instances and think of how you may apply them in your current situation for future use. Find ways in which you can apply persuasion in your everyday life. Persuasion entails that you be unwavering and resolute in your purpose. You've got to stand by your objective and never let other people forcefully persuade you into agreeing with them. Sometimes they will just stay silent when you're talking to them. This will make you feel uncomfortable and might sway you to just give up with your efforts. Never be discouraged. Prepare your message well and stay focused on your target. When you're requesting something and they stay silent, don't just go away unsatisfied. When they want you to do something and they stay quiet after you've told them you can't do it, make a stand. Stick by your decision. Explain to them the valid reasons why you want or don't want to do something. If they stayed silent to make you feel uncomfortable, don't just agree with what they want. Keep your cool. Talk to them again and tell them that your decision is final. If they frown, fold their arms, take a deep breath, or shake their heads, apply the same procedure. Be confident while communicating and stay unaffected by their distracting moves or actions. What if they told you that they remembered the discussion to be different? Isn't it frustrating to have agreed on something and then they suddenly said that they heard it in a different perspective? Well, you can kindly ask them to prove it. You can ask when, how, or where it was said. And if they cannot maintain constancy of data and accuracy in their statements, then you've got a winning case. To be perceived as confident, get as much space as you can. Spread your arms and legs in a graceful manner. You'll be conceived as an authority in command. Maintain your confidence at all times. Keep in mind that you're the one persuading them. It's not the other way around. Using affirmations and visualization. Affirmations are supposed to be stated in the present tense, but your mind will say, that's not true, if your affirmations are far from reality, or if you have some tinge of doubt. So if you're on a diet, instead of saying, I am a slim, energetic athlete, say, I choose to become a slim and energetic athlete, or I am on my way towards becoming a slim and energetic athlete. Now, as you become slimmer and more energetic, your confidence increases proportionately, until you can say your affirmations in the present tense. I am a slim, energetic athlete. Engage in self-talk with intensity, passion, and enthusiasm. When you persuade others, do it with feelings and be very accurate with your end result, because you have to specifically know your desired outcome before you can have a fixed target in mind. Want to borrow your friend John's car? Say to yourself, I'm successfully persuading John to lend me his car. Say it out loud. Say it 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, until you feel the fire and confidence within you exploding like firecrackers on New Year's Eve. Now remember to say it in the present tense. Say, I am successfully persuading John to lend me his car. And not, I will successfully persuade John to lend me his car. You've got to have it now, not in the future. So be relentless and assertive. Then picture yourself saying it to him with utmost assurance. Visualize your brother John smiling and obeying your every will. Envision him as a little boy giving you the keys to his beautiful car. He can't help but follow your every command. And wait, John is saying something. He's saying that you have the right to use his car, and he wants to pay you back for all the kindness you've shown him. You feel so in control of the situation. John can't help but do what you want to do. It's like you've hypnotized him. Now, go out and just do it. Never show any negative or self-defeating emotions. You don't want to go out there having thoughts like, I'm not sure if I could ever persuade him, or what if I won't be able to do it. Many people can see right through you. They can sense your fear and anxiety. Be absolutely calm and relaxed. It'd be better if you do the relaxation exercise following before trying to persuade anyone. Now, you may pass up this exercise if you're time constrained or if your persuasion endeavors are only minor. Number one, go to a comfortable and quiet place to rest. Number two, relax your whole body. Command every part of your body to relax, starting from your feet up to your head. Number three, count back slowly from 20 to 1. When each count, you relax deeper and deeper. Upon reaching 1, you are completely relaxed. Number 4. Now affirm your intentions. If you want to persuade John, say, I am successfully persuading John. As you're saying that, picture yourself doing what you're saying in vivid and True to Life details. Number 5. Then after about 10 to 20 minutes of continuous confirmation and visualization, count slowly from 1 to 20. Upon counting, slowly be aware of your surroundings. Feel refreshed and invigorated after doing this exercise. Number 6, repeat this exercise every time you want to persuade someone. You have to prepare and visualize the entire persuasion process you will be doing. Imagine yourself persuading your target person. Indulge in the satisfying feeling of having your desired outcome achieved in visually perfect detail. Determine your desired end result, then work your way back to devise a good plan in persuading. Predict the possible problems or challenges that may occur and list down the steps on how you will be able to deal with each. If possible, use the problem as a benefit. For example, a customer found that the book he's buying from you has a few crumpled pages. You may use it as a benefit by telling him that you're giving the seconds at a big discount. After you've made your plan, play the scenes in your mind like a movie. This is important because you get to actually practice and feel the entire persuasion process. Focus on your mission or goal. These principles apply even if the person you're going to persuade is far away. Let's say you're a salesman who's going to write your clients an email regarding your product. Say aloud, "I am expertly persuading clients to buy my product. They are buying my product because it is the best they've ever seen. They are happy using my product." Say it many times with firmness and assurance. Then envision them buying and enjoying your product. Imagine them thanking you over and over because they have gotten more than their money's worth. Visualize them treating you as a very good friend because you gave them the very best that they could ever lay their hands on. Then write your email. Pour all your emotions into that letter. Not ordinary emotions, but genuinely pure and caring emotions that come from the heart. Write things that would make them happy and willing to do business with you. Even if they're far away from you, they're going to feel the aura of your presence. Your letter will be so powerful that they will comply with your requests. Remember, always adopt this mindset before you go out there persuading or doing anything you have in mind. Grooming for persuasion. Whether you're going out on an interview, persuading your boss to give you a raise, or influencing your genius friend to teach you nuclear physics, you have to project a powerful and confident personality. Now, you might think it's insignificant, but outer appearance does matter. Sure, true beauty may be on the inside, but in today's modern world, people are being assessed on how attractive and professional they look. If you're an employer and you're going to select from two applicants who have the same qualifications, but one is prettier or smarter looking than the other, who would you prefer? You would probably choose the one who has higher face value. You would want your company to be associated with good-looking individuals. It would enhance your reputation and boost the overall image of your company. Moreover, your clients would be more willing and inspired to make deals and commitments with attractive individuals. What about the airline companies? They will typically hire flight attendants and cabin crew personnel who display very pleasing personalities. They hire those who look very presentable and elegant to the passengers. Some people just don't like to take the time and effort to beautify themselves, but to be able to persuade anyone, your looks have to command authority. Good looks are often equated with intelligence, sincerity, respect, and confidence. Oftentimes, people unconsciously judge people's behavior and mental capacity based on their outer appearance. Now, sure, there's a saying, don't judge a book by its cover, but let me tell you a secret. Most people make conclusions about individuals based on how attractive they look if they don't know them very well. Generally speaking, good-looking individuals get better treatment, are often given the benefit of the doubt, get help and attention more often, and are more able to persuade or influence others because they appear to be more credible. Having an attractive appearance does not only mean having a good-looking face. Equally important are choosing the right clothes to wear, fixing your hair, having a gorgeous body, and possessing tallness and height. Here are some tips if you want to impress and influence someone of great authority, like your boss or an interviewer. Your whole body has to be neat. Your hair has to be fixed well. Make sure there's no dirt behind your fingernails. Make sure there isn't food stuck between your teeth. Shave unwanted hair. Males with a smooth face look cleaner and more professional. Females may want to wax or shave hair located on the face, arms, armpits, and legs. Make your face look younger. If possible, use foundation or powder to reduce the oiliness of your face. If you have oily skin, your suit should be ironed well and should correspond with the event or occasion. Make sure that your shoes are well cleaned and polished. How to maximize results from your persuasion efforts. Number one, practice, practice, practice. Don't just listen to or read, but apply what you've learned. Master the persuasion techniques in this book and in this audio in such a way that you will unconsciously apply them so you can focus on the other person without thinking what to do next. Number two, observe people's reaction or response when you apply your persuasion techniques on them. Learn from your experiences, then plan your future courses of action and improve on your methods. Some people even videotape their persuasion escapades so they can watch the video over and over to see where they went wrong and for future improvements. Number three, ask for feedback. Ask feedback from closest relatives, friends regarding the way you communicate. Sometimes we're blind to our own flaws. Have you ever been so angry with someone for doing something that you sometimes do to others also? Why didn't you get mad at yourself? But you got upset when other people did the same thing. Well, the same logic goes. So if you want to know if you're communicating at a level that is respectable, likable, or whatever type of communication you want to impart, don't just rely on your own opinion about yourself, but ask your closest contacts regarding their observation of you when you are talking with them or with other people. There are other things you can do to ask for feedback, like the way you motivate or persuade others, consistency of your body language with your words, and etc. Number four, record your persuasion attempts. Write down or record in an Excel file the persuasion method that you've done, the errors you've observed with which you can improve upon, and the revised action that you would do to achieve better results. Keep on improving until you found the best ways to persuade. Take note, however, each person has his own unique qualities, so you may also want to note down the person to which you've applied a particular method so you can apply a unique tactic for any specific individual. Vital points to remember before persuading others. If possible, do background checks on the persuadee before doing any kind of persuasion. Now, I've already told you about this at the start of the chapter, but it's worth repeating. Know his way of thinking, his behavior, his beliefs, his opinions, his dreams, and ambitions, his failures, his strengths, and weaknesses. The more you know about him, the more you'll be able to come up with persuasion tactics to fit his needs or counter his objections. Remember, most males and females think and act differently. Most males are more dominant in their left brain, while most females are more dominant in the right brain. Most males stay silent when others are telling them something, while most females say things like right, uh-huh, or yup, to imply they are listening. Be crystal clear in imparting your message. When you say he's mad, do you mean he's angry, or do you mean he's crazy? Watch out for their body language signs. You might not know if the other party's getting bored or anxious unless you're keen on observing their gestures or movements. You can always stop the bleeding and adjust to the situation early before it gets any worse. Now, chapter 3 discusses the use and interpretations of body language. Stay humble. Never brag or be arrogant because it's a big turnoff. The other party may think in his own mind that he's better than you, and you'll just bruise his ego. You may even feign to not know things you may already be aware of if it would give you an edge in persuading him. Give him the impression that you are an ally and not in competition with him. Pay attention to what is being said instead of thinking what you'll say next. It may be a little difficult for you to do initially because you're still contemplating the best persuasion techniques to use. That's why it's critical to practice and enhance your persuasion skills until it becomes a part of you. When listening, don't interrupt while they're talking. Wait a second or two before you speak. Avoid changing subjects because this indicates your disinterest. Choose the right time. When they're not in the mood or when they're pressed with time, your persuasion efforts may just fall into deaf ears because they will not give you attention. Ask first if you can have a few minutes of their time. If they say it's not a good time, ask for a time that fits their schedule. Never disrespect anyone. Watch out for the body signals that you're giving away. You might be pouting your lips, breathing heavily, shaking your head, or rolling your eyes without you even being aware that you're offending others. Watch your language, too. If saying whatever, oh brother, or yeah right, is part of your lingo, well then practice taking them out of your vocabulary. Make sure you completely understand what they said. You can say something like, so what you are saying is, and this shows that you're understanding their message. They will correct you just in case you've misinterpreted. This is the end of chapter 1.